for a series of attacks by Iranian-backed militia groups against American personnel in the Middle East, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says President Biden directed what Austin described as precision self-defense strikes in response to at least 19 drone and missile attacks against U.S. bases and personnel in Iraq and Syria since October 17.
We know that these are Iranian-backed militia groups.
Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
We've been crystal clear that we maintain the inherent right of defending our troops.
The Pentagon says 21 service members received injuries in the attacks over the past 10 days. Officials said the strikes were not connected to the war between Israel and Hamas, but are meant to deter future aggression without provoking a wider conflict. Jennifer King, Washington.
The UN Food Agency said on Friday severe fuel shortages may force it to stop supplying emergency food aid to thousands of displaced families in the Israeli-besieged Gaza Strip. Quote, only two of our contracted bakeries have fuel to produce bread at the moment, and tomorrow there might be none, a World Food Program representative said. The Rome-based agency said it provides daily bread supplies on average for 200,000 people in shelters, but this fell to 150,000 on Wednesday due to the lack of fuel. Gazans injured in an Israeli airstrike were rushed to a nearby hospital on Friday as the conflict in the enclave enters its 20th day. The airstrike, which eyewitnesses said targeted a family's home, led to several injuries and destruction in the area. Gaza health authorities say that more than 7,000 people have been killed by Israeli bombardments in response to deadly cross-border attacks on Israel by Hamas gunmen on October 7th. This is VOA News. Public schools in the city of Lewiston in the northeastern U.S. state of Maine are closed for a second day on Friday as authorities continue their search for the suspect in a mass shooting. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The shootings at a bar and a bowling alley that killed at least 18 people and injured 13. Meanwhile, at a news conference carried by WMTW, Democratic Congressman Jared Golden of Maine said Thursday that Congress needs to take action.
The time has now come for me to take responsibility for this failure, which is why I now call on the United States Congress to ban assault rifles.
Maine residents have been keeping to their homes since the shooting as authorities search for 40-year-old Robert Card, a U.S. Army reservist with firearms instructor training. I'm Donna Warder.
Police suppressed violent protests in Mozambique on Friday as opposition supporters took to the streets to decry the results of local elections. Earlier this month, which they say were rigged, nine civilians and one police officer were injured in protests in the city of Nampala on Friday, a police spokesperson told reporters. Police arrested 70 people, including 60 in Nampala, he said. Demonstrations started shortly after the October 11th municipal elections as results trickled in. The ruling party was declared the winner in 64 out of 65 municipalities and has denied fraud. Australia's oldest city, Sydney, is reviewing statues of well-known colonial figures after an Indigenous leader said the statues ignored historical atrocities. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Some Aboriginal campaigners have said the memorials should be removed. In 2017, former Conservative Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull dismissed calls to change colonial-era monuments, saying it was a Stalinist exercise in rewriting history. Aboriginal leaders say that amending inscriptions on the statues should be part of a truth-telling and healing process after Australians overwhelmingly rejected a referendum to recognise First Nations people in the Constitution on October 14. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Scores of protesters have gathered in the streets of Ukrainian cities to demand a cap of 18 months on mandatory military service. The protests on Friday were a new suggestion of possible Ukrainian and international fatigue with a 20-month war. Both the warring sides are striving to keep their military momentum, but neither side has been able to lock a knockout blow, and the fighting is expected to drag on deep into next year. The 18-month service limit would be the same maximum as before the war. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
VOA 1.